Noel, looking forward, no doubt, to this evening's final. And I suppose one would nearly think that maybe at this stage of the season, having won the Derry Championship and the League and the Neil Carlin Cup, that, you know, you're really in bonus territory.
Well, I suppose you could say that, you know, in some aspect. But we set out our stall at the beginning of the year, and the least we were looking for would be an Ulster Championship title. We were smitten by the lads that were playing for Limavady at the time, and the dedication they had gave throughout the year has been second to none, Tom. So, you know, great credit to the club and to the lads that are playing and training all year, and to the management as well. You know, there's six of us in the management team. So, you know, you look at all aspects of club and the management, and, you know, whenever you put everything together, it's just the jigsaw seems to fit in, Tom. And I suppose in that right, in its own right, like, it's standing up to we came to the Ulster final, and obviously whenever somebody go to a final, no matter what team it is or the other, Red Cues will be looking to win as well. So may the best team won this evening, you know.
Yeah.
I suppose that's the way you look at it, Tom, you know.
Talk to me about coming through Derry first. Obviously, you're new in with a new management team. Talk to me about the season.
Well, before we even, myself and Dominic Woods took over, along with the other management team of Sean Forrest, Dermot Douglas, Brian Anderson, and I think the bonus we really got was myself and Dominic Woods went to the start of the season and met Neil McCloy, a renowned trainer from what he would call South Derry. From the loop, he's now living in Ballinscreen, and he came on board, and it's been nothing but very good vibes since, and the players like him, and his training is very, very good. So I suppose all aspects, you know, I don't think any of us in the management team would count one better than the other. Everybody has to do their bit, Tom, you know, so I suppose that's the way you look at it. But we started off at the beginning of the year, and believe it or not, there's about 10 or 15, 20 of the lads training at different times from the Christmas. So whenever we took over, obviously the training was set in the structures of Tuesday and Thursday night, and then we entered the Ulster League, and we were beaten the first game by 2 points by a very strong intermediate Stewartstown side, and we took it from there, and we drew with Val McGuigan, and we won the rest of the games, won all our league games, won the Neil Carlin Cup, which is a third division subsidiary cup. And then we came to the Championship, and we had a playoff with Ballyrn, who were 8th in Division 1, and we beat them by 8 points to go up to Division 1B. So in essence, we stepped up really a division and a half, if that's possible, but because of the restructures of the Derry Leagues, that's the way it happened, you know, Tom. And then we won the Championship, beating Moneyboar in the final, and we've came this far, quarter-final and semi-final of Ulster, and now we're in the final.
Yeah, and two good wins since you come out of Ulster, into Ulster, against Connacht of Cavan in the first round, and again, I had Drumcee last time out.
Yeah, well, listen, both sides, we went to see the Down final because it was postponed because of a death, and that's how we got to see the lads playing to Connacht, and they're a very strong side as well. But whenever you go to that level, Tom, you know, we're county champions in Derry, and after Drumcee and Tacona were champions. And whenever you meet the end of the champions, the same as the team we're meeting on Sunday, you know, everybody's very strong in their own right. And I watched the game between Emmyvale and Red Cues, and I was very impressed with both sides. Like, Emmyvale were favourites for the whole title, probably for the All-Ireland. And Red Cues beat them, like, in that day, and beat them well, especially the second half display. I was very impressed with them, you know.
Yeah, but your own performance and your own against the Drumcee, you know, you won it pretty convincingly as well.
Well, we didn't end up, you know, they were beating us by 4 points in the first half and at a point in the second half, and they just couldn't seem to put us away, which is a mark of a good side that couldn't be put away. You know, no matter, we always kept in touch, you know, I mean, and some of the boys were off in their shooting boots whenever we were taking some frees. But you get over that because whenever you have a good panel of players, and we're blessed with that, I think, this year, whereby it's just not the 15 that we put out, and most of the Sundays or Saturdays or whatever day the games are on, we don't really know our best 15 until we're ready to take the field near enough, Tom, because there's five or six players there, and the breadth of a nail, that's all between some of the people that's playing and some of the people that's in the subs bench, you know.
And tell me, by all accounts, play an open enough brand of football, attack, like to attack?
well. I think if every club with the out of Ireland would play the same brand of football as Limavady, there'd be less room for mercenaries to get over and telling people to run back whenever you're a corner forward, you know. So probably that's one of the things that was done best this year, was took that stance to do that, Tom, because, you know, I think nearly anybody that loves Gaelic football wants to, if you outscore the opposition, obviously you won the game, you know.
Yeah. And the gamble has paid off, obviously.
Well, it has, but all structures of the club, you know, had to be there, so there's an awful lot of people deserve praise, you know. It's just not myself or Dominic Woods, you know, or Sean Forrest or any other management team. You know, I think they all deserve praise, you know, from the groundsman up, you know, and everybody. And could I just mention at this point, the support we've had this year has been phenomenal, especially since we started the championship after they won a few games. And obviously, Limavady would be renowned for a little bit of foreign sport. So we were up against it there, Tom, I suppose. And once you get teams' mindsets, then you get the right structures in place. And then I think everything falls into place from that onwards.
And tell me, in terms of preparations in the last couple of weeks, how have they gone?
They've gone pretty well. There's a few niggling injuries there after the last couple of games. But hopefully, there's a couple in there would be on the, wouldn't say 50-50. It'd probably be 60-40 against them playing, you know. But we'll have to see about that, you know, whenever comes the time, you know. I mean, whenever we start playing at 7 o'clock, you know. But there'd be a couple very doubtful of making it. But as I say, like...
Who are they?
Richard King and our right half-back, Aaron McGregor.
Yeah. Obviously, key influential players, so you'll want to have them.
Oh, my God. You know, if you're playing nearly your same 15 all year, you know, except in times whenever subs are needed and tactical things that you would do whenever you're in a manager. You know, you need nearly the same 15 get out every match, and then if you bring on your subs, if you're in bother, or else if you're winning well, you know, which doesn't happen too often. But, you know, sitting saying that there, you know, we wouldn't be afraid at all, even when we went out without a couple of three of our starting 15. We still believe in the strength and depth of the squad that we have, Tom, at the moment.
And a novel enough pairing, two clubs that haven't been that often. I think Limavady have been there once before in an Ulster final. Red Hughes is the first.
Yeah, well, Limavady were there in 2003. It was what you call an unofficial one, but as before, just a year before the official started. But they were beaten in that final after a replay. But the Donegal club last year, now, I was very impressed with them. I watched them.
Neve Columkill, yeah.
Columkill, you know, they were three Ulster and won it. And Red Coos would be no different this year, you know. You don't, whenever you're an Ulster, whenever you go into a championship like that outside your own county, you know an awful lot about the team you're playing with. You know, we only think we know something until the day, whenever it starts, you know, I mean, and how it pans out. And I suppose we have to be waiting for that.